The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Give hope. The Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive continues. Good morning. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Thursday, May 5th, 2022. Thursday of the third week of Easter. In the Missal, it's liturgical year C, cycle 2. Thursday is a day to pray the luminous mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is Saint Hilary of Arles. Born in 401 in France, Hilary came from an aristocratic family. His relative, Honoratus, who encouraged the young man to join him in the monastic life, Hilary did so. He continued to follow in the footsteps of Honoratus as bishop. Hilary was only 29 when he was chosen bishop of Arles. He did manual labor to earn money for the poor. He sold sacred vessels to ransom captives. He became a magnificent orator. He traveled everywhere on foot, always wearing simple clothing. Now, Hilary encountered difficulty in his relationships with other bishops, over whom he had some jurisdiction. He unilaterally deposed one bishop and selected another bishop to replace one who was very ill. But complicating matters, that bishop did not die. Pope St. Leo the Great kept Hilary as a bishop, but stripped him of some of his powers. Hilary died at the age of 49. He was a man of talent and piety. The year was 449. St. Hilary of Arles, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord by beginning this hour of the Relevant Radio Pledge Drive with the Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for all young people called to live life to the fullest. May they see in Mary's life the way to listen, the depth of discernment, the courage that faith generates, and the dedication to service. Ten Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you're here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. When you prepare to run for a long race, something like an Ironman, something like an ultra marathon, you're going to be exercising for many hours, depending on your pace. It could go from 7 hours in Ironman, if you're really good, to up to 25 hours in a 100-mile ultramarathon. So obviously, when you prepare for a race like this, you got to train a lot. That sounds pretty obvious. You got to run a lot. You got to swim a lot. You got to practice your biking. And there's a lot of things involved. These are complicated races. And if you want to survive, much less if you want to do really well, then there's a lot of training involved, a lot of getting the right gear, having your bike well set up, tuned, and having the right running shoes and all those things. But as you start getting more and more into the training, into the preparation for a race like this, you discover something that maybe doesn't apply for many other races, shorter races, which a lot of people have done, like running a 10K or running a half marathon or shorter races like that, or even a sprint triathlon. Obviously, you don't need that much nutrition. Maybe you'll take a gel here or there to help out without last bursts of energy. But nutrition is really not such a big deal. It's a short race. You just make sure you eat well the days before. But during the race, it's pretty much drink water, get some Gatorade, and you're pretty much good. But obviously, as you get into longer distances, then their nutrition becomes something extremely important, because you're burning a lot of calories, obviously, and you need to replace those. Otherwise, you're in out of reserves, and after a while, your body can't produce the energy that is needed to propel your body to bike, to swim, to run. And actually, having a good nutrition plan for the race is key. I mean, if you've run some of these races, and I have, you realize that you can destroy everything, right? You can completely blow your race and all the training you've done if you don't plan your nutrition. If you don't know exactly what it is that you're going to have, when you're going to eat it, and what things help you, right, to give you the right energy. So you got to plan it. You got to think about it. You got to practice it. And eventually you get to know your body and you know what is going to help you. In the race, you got to do it right, so you can continue running for hours and hours and hours. And that is really going to make all the difference in the world. And it's pretty simple. Without nutrition, or with the wrong nutrition, you will not be able to perform. You will not be able, actually, in these long races, to even finish the race. And something similar happens in our Christian life. And Jesus Christ knew this. He knew that for the apostles, for the disciples, for you and me, to get to the finish line, and this long race that is our life, to get to the finish line, to get to heaven, to overcome all the different obstacles that we will be facing in life, we need good nutrition. We need good nourishment. And of course, we have a lot of help, the church and the sacraments. We have a lot of help in priests, right? Spiritual direction, and so many things that we can do and we need to do as Christians in order to live a good Christian life. But in the end, if we don't nail down our nutrition during this race, there's really not much we can do. We're not going to get too far. We're not going to survive. But Jesus left the perfect nourishment for us. And that perfect nourishment was and is himself. That's why our Lord instituted the Holy Eucharist. That's why he gave himself for us, so that we could have eternal life, so that we could run the race. And we see that in today's gospel. Jesus Christ is telling us a little bit what the key is. He says, I am the bread of life. And he tells them how their ancestors, reminds them how their ancestors ate the manna in the desert. Obviously, the Jews in the desert would not have survived without the manna. And still, even though they ate the manna, Jesus tells them, they died. But he tells us that if we eat this bread that comes down from heaven, we will eat it and we will not die. Obviously, Jesus is referring to our eternal life. Our soul will move on and live on forever in eternal life with God. If we eat this bread that comes down from heaven. And then he specifies this. I am the living bread that came down from heaven, Jesus tells us. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. Whoever eats this bread, whoever eats me, whoever receives regularly Jesus Christ in the Eucharist will have eternal life, will live forever. Obviously, there's more things that we got to do, right? Just like in an ultra marathon, if we're just eating for 20 hours and we don't run, we're not going to get to the goal. Right? We're not going to get to the finish line. The same thing in Christian life. If we don't struggle against temptation, if we don't overcome difficulties, if we don't live charity, if we don't pray, then we won't make it to the finish line, obviously. But the key is the nourishment, the nutrition. The key is Jesus Christ that gives himself to us so that we can have the energy that we need, so that we can have the strength that we need in order to cross the finish line, to get to the end. And Jesus is giving himself for us. We have Jesus in the Eucharist. We can receive him every day if we wanted to, if we make the time for the Mass. And this is something that the first Christians understood very well. And many of them gave their lives for the Eucharist, to receive Jesus Christ, to participate in the Mass. And sometimes their lives were taken away from them because of this. Many martyrs died because of participating in the Mass when it was banned. But for us, sometimes it can be a little bit of a struggle, right? Changing our schedule on a Sunday to make it to Mass, getting in the car and driving, organizing ourselves to find a little bit of time to go to Mass, and it becomes a little bit, sometimes it could become a little bit of a burden, right? Why do we really need to go to Mass every Sunday? Well, the reason is clear. Otherwise, if you don't receive Jesus Christ, if you don't eat his body, you will not have eternal life in you. You will not finish the race. You will not make it. I mean, it's that simple. We need his life to nourish us. We need his bread. We have it right there in the Eucharist. Jesus Christ, thank you. Because you gave yourself to us. And help me, Jesus, so that I will never get used to it. So that I will never find excuses or feel like it's too much of a burden. That I can always get to you, receive your body, so that I can finish this race that I have started. This race where I want to make it to eternal life with you, Lord. That finish line that is entering into your life for all eternity in heaven. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspiration that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. 13 minutes past the hour. We'll pray the hours next on Daybreak.
Give hope. What a beautiful theme. What a beautiful theme for our spring pledge drive here at Relevant Radio, inviting you to help others know the truth of Jesus Christ and his church, to build one another up, to help, you know, drag us through, you know, hopefully toward the end of COVID and maybe the end of the cold weather. We all need hope. We need to help one another, to give that hope to one another, to direct each other to that hope found only in Jesus Christ. That's good news, and Relevant Radio here to bring that good news to you day in and day out. We couldn't do it without you. Our need by the end of the week to keep going for 3 more months to keep going strong is $3 million. But that helps keep us on the air on nearly 200 radio stations around the country, going around the world online at relevantradio.com and all over the place with that great mobile app. Great things happen when you get to tune in to Relevant Radio. Get inspired in your faith. We've had stories of people, of course, coming back to church, coming back to the sacraments, coming into church for the very first time. All thanks to what they've heard on Relevant Radio. We're here for you. Give hope to others now with your support at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com.
And, you know, if you can make an ongoing, recurring monthly gift, you'll help Relevant Radio now and in the future. With an ongoing, recurring monthly gift, our recurring gift partners, provide a stable source of income for Relevant Radio. It helps us to decrease dependency on other forms of fundraising and allows us to focus on programs and future needs. In other words, more of your investment goes to winning souls for Jesus Christ and His church. You can work your monthly gift right into your budget, have it automatically paid from your debit card, credit card, or bank account. Your gift is matched for the first year when you donate during a matching hour. It makes things just so easy. How do you do it? Well, you call 877-291-0123, talk to one of the friendly volunteers and say, "I'd like to know about making a recurring gift." Do it now and give hope. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Thursday of the third week of Easter, May 5th, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek. We begin this day of prayer joining with the whole church as we're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The earth has yielded its fruit, for God our God has blessed us. May God still give us His blessing till the ends of the earth revere Him.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
I know those who Look on us, Lord, and see how we are despised. Alleluia.
Look on us, Lord, and see how we are despised. Alleluia.
And yet you, Lord, have rejected and spurned and are angry with the one you have anointed. You have broken your covenant with your servant and dishonored his crown in the dust. You have broken down all his walls and reduced his fortresses to ruins. He is despoiled by all who pass by. He has become the taunt of his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his foes. You have made all his enemies rejoice. You have made his sword give way. You have not upheld him in battle. You have brought his glory to an end. You have hurled his throne to the ground. You have cut short the years of his youth. You have heaped disgrace upon him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Look on us, Lord, and see how we are despised. Alleluia.
I am the root and stock of David. I am the morning star. Alleluia.
I am the root and stock of David. I am the morning star. Alleluia.
How long, O Lord, will you hide yourself forever? How long will your anger burn like a fire? Remember, Lord, the shortness of my life and how frail you have made the sons of men. What man can live and never see death? Who can save himself from the grasp of the grave? Where are your mercies of the past, O Lord, which you have sworn in your faithfulness to David? Remember, Lord, how your servant is taunted, how I have to bear all the insults of the peoples. Thus your enemies taunt me, O Lord, mocking your anointed at every step. Blessed be the Lord forever. Amen. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Let us pray. Lord, God of mercy and fidelity, you made a new and lasting pact with men and sealed it in the blood of your Son. Forgive the folly of our disloyalty and make us keep your commandments so that in your new covenant we may be witness and heralds of your faithfulness and love on earth and sharers of your glory in heaven.
I am the root and stock of David. I am the morning star. Alleluia.
Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal. Alleluia.
Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal. Alleluia.
O Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to the next. Before the mountains were born, or the earth or the world brought forth, you are God, without beginning or end. You turn men back into dust and say, "Go back, sons of men." To your eyes, 1,000 years are like yesterday, come and gone, no more than a watch in the night. You sweep men away like a dream, like grass which springs up in the morning. In the morning it springs up and flowers, by evening it withers and fades. So we are destroyed in your anger, struck with terror in your fury. Our guilt lies open before you, our secrets in the light of your face. All our days pass away in your anger. Our life is over like a sigh. Our span is 70 years or 80 for those who are strong. And most of these are emptiness and pain. They pass swiftly and we are gone. Who understands the power of your anger and fears the strength of your fury? Make us know the shortness of our life, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Lord, relent. Is your anger forever? Show pity to your servants. In the morning, fill us with your love. We shall exult and rejoice all our days. Give us joy to balance our affliction for the years when we knew misfortune. Show forth your work to your servants. Let your glory shine on their children. Let the favor of the Lord be upon us. Give success to the work of our hands. Give success to the work of our hands.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Eternal Father, you give us life despite our guilt, and even add days and years to our lives in order to bring us wisdom. Make us love and obey you, so that the works of our hands may always display what your hands have done, until the day we gaze upon the beauty of your face.
Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal. Alleluia.
God has raised the Lord to life. Alleluia.
Through his power, he will also raise us up.
Alleluia.
A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, watched, and the sixth angel blew his trumpet. And I heard a voice coming from between the horns of the altar of gold in God's presence. It said to the sixth angel who was still holding his trumpet, "Release the four angels who are tied up on the banks of the great river Euphrates." So the four angels were released. This was precisely the hour, the day, the month, and the year for which they had been prepared to kill a third of mankind. Their cavalry troops, whose count I heard were 200 million in number, a number I heard myself. Now, in my vision, this is how I saw the horses and their riders. The breastplates they wore were fiery red, deep blue, and pale yellow. The horses' heads were like the heads of lions, and out of their mouths came fire and sulfur and smoke. By these three plagues, the smoke and the sulfur and fire which shot out of their mouths, a third of mankind was slain. The deadly power of the horses was not only in their mouths, but in their tails, for their tails were like snakes, with heads poised to strike. That part of mankind which escaped the plagues did not repent of the idols they had made. They did not give up the worship of demons or of gods made of gold and silver, from bronze and stone and wood, which cannot see or hear or walk. Neither did they repent of their murders or their sorcery, their fornication, or their thefts. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God calls upon all men to repent.
For he has fixed the day on which he will judge the world with justice.
Alleluia.
Ministers of God, gather together all the inhabitants of the land and cry out to the Lord.
For he has fixed the day on which he will judge the world with justice.
Alleluia.
The second reading, from the Treatise Against Heresies by St. Irenaeus,
Bishop.
If our flesh is not saved, then the Lord has not redeemed us with his blood. The Eucharist chalice does not make us sharers in his blood, and the bread we break does not make us sharers in his body. There can be no blood without veins, flesh, and the rest of the human substance. And this the Word of God actually became. It was with his own blood that he redeemed us. As the Apostle says, in him, through his blood, we have been redeemed, our sins have been forgiven. We are his members, and we are nourished by creation, which is his gift to us, for it is he who causes the sun to rise and the rain to fall. He declared that the chalice, which comes from his creation, was his blood, and he makes it the nourishment of our blood. He affirmed that the bread, which comes from creation, was his body. And he makes it the nourishment of our body. When the chalice we mix and the bread we bake receive the word of God, the Eucharist elements become the body and blood of Christ, by which our bodies live and grow. How then can it be said that flesh belonging to the Lord's own body and nourished by his body and blood is incapable of receiving God's gift of eternal life? St. Paul says in the letter to the Ephesians that we are members of his body, of his flesh and bones. He's not speaking of some spiritual or incorporeal kind of man, for spirits do not have flesh and bones. He is speaking of a real human body composed of flesh, sinews, and bones, nourished by the chalice of Christ's blood and receiving growth from the bread which is his body. The slip of a vine planted in the ground bears fruit at the proper time. The grain of wheat falls into the ground and decays, only to be raised up again and multiplied by the Spirit of God who sustains all things. The wisdom of God places these things at the service of man, and when they receive God's word, they become the Eucharist, which is the body and blood of Christ. In the same way, our bodies, which have been nourished by the Eucharist, will be buried in the earth and will decay, but they will rise again at the appointed time, for the word of God will raise them up to the glory of God the Father. Then the Father will clothe our mortal nature in immortality and freely endow our corruptible nature with incorruptibility. For God's power is shown most perfectly in weakness. I am the bread of life. Your forefathers ate manna in the desert, and they died.
This is the bread that comes down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will never die. Alleluia.
I am the living bread come down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever.
This is the bread that comes down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will never die. Alleluia.
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, let us feel your compassion more readily during these days when, by your gift, we have known it more fully, so that those you have freed from the darkness of error may cling more firmly to the teachings of your truth. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
25 minutes before the hour, the theme is the Eucharist, and we'll check out today's Gospel in just a few minutes. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. The Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive, Give Hope, is well underway. Paul Sadek, along with Glenn Leverins, taking a little break from Daybreak to remind you that we're coming to you with our hands out. We do this four times a year, and believe me, it is absolutely necessary to keep Relevant Radio going. When you support Relevant Radio, you're supporting the true, the good, and the beautiful. Relevant Radio is a pretty unique voice on the radio dial. There aren't very many places where you're going to hear a radio station defending life, marriage, and freedom. And that includes, of course, freedom of religion. So do us a favor, help us stay on the air and provide that hope by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Or, of course, quick, easy, and safe, you can donate online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
877-291-0123. Get a hold of us online at relevantradio.com or on the mobile app as well. Make a huge difference when you give hope with each and every gift. 877-291-0123. Into this month of May, finally, We're glad to have you along here, and we're also glad to be celebrating Mary during this month of May. One of the things that can help you do that when you give at the dollar a day giving level, it's the beautiful 30-day devotional, How They Love Mary. All right, this has got a lot of great minds, a lot of great faithful souls talking about their love for Mary. That'll help you too. It's from Father Edward Looney, a voice that you hear so often on the Mass at noon central every day here on Relevant Radio. How They Love Mary from Father Edward Looney is yours when you give at the dollar a day level to Relevant Radio. That's one of many thank you gifts. Check them all out online for different giving levels at relevantradio.com. Earn it when you give there, when you give on the phone at 877-291-0123 or that Relevant Radio app.
It's Thursday, May 5th, 2022, Thursday of the third week of Easter. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, we're in the Bread of Life discourse. And this time, Jesus really gets to the point. It's from the sixth chapter of the Gospel of John.
No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except him who is from God. He has seen the Father. Truly, truly I say to you, he who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread which I shall give for the life of the world is my flesh.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. There was a period in recent times, only within the last few decades, when many people were not taught just what the Holy Eucharist actually is. And I'm here to tell you that it is really, truly, and substantially Jesus Christ. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. The words of our Lord cannot be watered down. The bread which I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world. This is the mystery of faith we proclaim immediately after the consecration at Mass. It has been and is the touchstone of the Catholic faith. By transubstantiation, the species of bread and wine are no longer common bread and common drink, but rather the sign of something sacred and the sign of spiritual food. But they take on a new expressiveness and a new purpose for the very reason that they contain a new reality, which we are right to call ontological. For beneath these appearances there is no longer what was there before, but something quite different. Since on the conversion of the bread and wine substance or nature into the body and blood of Christ, nothing is left of the bread and wine but the appearances alone. Beneath these appearances, Christ is present, whole and entire, bodily present too in his physical reality, although not in the manner in which bodies are present in a place. We look at Jesus present in the tabernacle, perhaps just a few yards away, and we tell him that we know through faith that he is present. We believe firmly in the promise which he made at Capernaum and fulfilled shortly afterward in the cenacle. What God's Son has told me, take for truth I do. Truth himself speaks truly, or there's nothing true. In Holy Communion, Christ himself, perfect God and perfect man, gives himself to us. He is mysteriously hidden, but wishes to communicate divine life to us. When we receive him in this sacrament, his divinity acts on our soul by means of his glorious humanity with a far greater intensity than when he was here on earth. None of the people who were cured, Bartimaeus or the paralyzed man of Capernaum or the lepers, were as close to Christ himself, as we are every time we go to Holy Communion. The effects produced by that living bread, Jesus, in our soul are immeasurable and of an infinite richness. The Church expresses it clearly in the following words. All the effect which material food and drink have with regard to the life of the body, sustaining, restoring, and delighting it, is carried out by this sacrament with regard to the spiritual life. Hidden under the sacramental species, Jesus waits for us. He has remained there so that we can receive him and be strengthened in his love. We must examine our faith today. Let us ask ourselves what our love is like. How do we prepare ourselves for communion when so many people neglect our Lord entirely? We must say with Peter, "We have known and believed that you are the Christ. You are our Redeemer, our raison d'être." In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. It's 13 minutes before the hour. Time to pray. We join the whole church as we're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
God, you are the source of our life. With music and dance, we shall rejoice in you. Alleluia.
City of God, you are the source of our life. With music and dance, we shall rejoice in you. Alleluia.
On the holy mountain is his city, cherished by the Lord. The Lord prefers the gates of Zion to all Jacob's dwellings. Of you are told glorious things, O city of God.
Babylon and Egypt I will count among those who know me. Philistia, Tyre, Ethiopia, these will be her children, and Zion shall be called Mother, for all shall be her children.
It is he, the Lord Most High, who gives each his place. In the register of peoples he writes, these are her children. And while they dance, they will sing. In you all find their home.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, your only Son wept over ancient Jerusalem, soon to be destroyed for its lack of faith. He established the new Jerusalem firmly upon rock and made it the mother of the faithful. Make us rejoice in your church and grant that all people may be reborn into the freedom of your spirit.
City of God, you are the source of our life. With music and dance, we shall rejoice in you. Alleluia. Like a shepherd, he will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them close to his heart. Alleluia. Like a shepherd, he will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them close to his heart. Alleluia.
Here comes with power the Lord God, who rules by his strong arm. Here is his reward with him, his recompense before him.
Like a shepherd, he feeds his flock. In his arms he gathers the lambs, carrying them in his bosom and leading the ewes with care.
Who has cupped in his hand the waters of the sea and marked off the heavens with a span? Who has held in a measure the dust of the earth, weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance?
Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord? Or has instructed him as his counselor? Whom did he consult to gain knowledge? Who taught him the path of judgment, or showed him the way of understanding?
Behold, the nations count as a drop of the bucket, as rust on the scales. The coastlands weigh no more than powder.
Lebanon would not suffice for fuel, nor its animals be enough for holocausts. Before him, all the nations are as naught, as nothing, and void he accounts them.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Like a shepherd, he will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them close to his heart. Alleluia. Great is the Lord in Zion. He is exalted above all the peoples. Alleluia.
Great is the Lord in Zion. He is exalted above all the peoples. Alleluia.
The Lord is king. The peoples tremble. He is throned on the cherubim. The earth quakes. The Lord is great in Zion. He is supreme over all the peoples. Let them praise his name, so terrible and great. He is holy, full of power. You are a king who loves what is right. You have established equity justice, and right. You have established them in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God. Bow down before Zion his footstool. He, the Lord, is holy. Among the priests were Aaron and Moses. Among those who invoked his name was Samuel. They invoked the Lord, and he answered. To them he spoke in the pillar of cloud. They did his will. They kept the law, which he, the Lord, had given. O Lord, our God, you answered them. For them you were a God who forgives, yet you punished all their offenses. Exalt the Lord our God. Bow down before his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. God, you are the source of all holiness. Though no one can see you and live, you give life most generously, and in an even greater way, restore it. Sanctify your priests through your life-giving word, and consecrate your people in his blood until our eyes see your face.
Great is the Lord in Zion. He is exalted above all the peoples. Alleluia.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. If Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, while the Spirit lives because of justice. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he who raised Jesus from the dead will bring your mortal bodies to life also through his Spirit dwelling in you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will live forever. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our lives.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will live forever. Alleluia. Let us pray. Christ rose from the dead and is always present in his church. Let us adore him and say, Stay with us, Lord. Lord Jesus, victor over sin and death, glorious and immortal.
Be always in our midst. Stay with us, Lord.
Come to us in the power of your victory.
And show our hearts the loving kindness of your Father.
Stay with us, Lord. Come to heal a world wounded by division.
For you alone can transform our hearts and make them one.
Stay with us, Lord. Strengthen our faith in final victory.
And renew our hope in your second coming.
Stay with us, Lord. We offer the prayers of our own hearts. Hear our prayer.
Stay with us, Lord.
Remember us, Lord, when you come to your kingdom and teach us how to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Almighty, ever-living God, let us feel your compassion more readily during these days when, by your gift, we have known it more fully, so that those you have freed from the darkness of error may cling more firmly to the teachings of your truth. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Call with your pledge and give hope 877-291-0123 or fast and secure online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Morning Air is up next. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. Go out, make it a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 Minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.